The following program is produced in a timeshare agreement with Civic Media. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Civic Media. Enjoy.
Darn.
Okay. So,
Nothing on that one.
Okay. Trying to figure out exactly what you're doing here, Paul.
Oh, pull tabs. Wisconsin tradition. I love them.
Did you win anything?
I don't think so. Here, I got another one here.
What are you trying to get? Like three lemons in a row? Is that on the pull tabs?
I think you got to match the fruit. Yeah, and it tells you on the back. It's got a cross reference here. It's called crisscross. It tells you you can win up to $100.
Oh, you crisscross them? You don't get them in a row?
Well, you combine various fruits and bars and so on. It's like a slot machine, I guess. These are really popular in the Wausau area.
Oh, so it doesn't have to be three lemons in a row or three oranges in a row?
Right, that's correct.
Oh, that is, I played those a couple weeks ago, and I wish I would have known that because I thought they were all losers.
And you threw them all away, you might have thrown away a winner.
Yeah,
$100 it could have been.
Oh.
That's the top one on this one.
You just won $100?
No, I'm saying you could win $100, potentially could win $100 on this one. It looks like, I don't know if I know how to play this, I got to be honest.
Well, I thought, like, when I was a kid growing up, my grandparents down in Madison, I would go and visit, and they would take me to the Elks Club, 5 years old, give me a kitty cocktail, and entertain me with those for hours.
Right.
And I thought you just matched three in a row. I thought it was as simple as that.
I don't think so. Based on the back of this, I can decipher that you need to have two bars and a piece of fruit.
Give me one of those. Let me see.
Yeah, give it a try.
Here.
Okay.
No,
good technique on the opening, by the way. Ooh, nice and clean.
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now. I have no idea how to win.
We have to take these back to Jane at Carmelo's and ask her to decipher these for us.
She's got
to
be an expert because I think she's the one who pays it out.
All right. In the meantime, let's start the Wausau Business Show.
We probably should.
This is the Wausau Business Show. Now, here are your cow tipping, ice fishing, polka dancing, beer brock frying, cheese curd loving hosts, Ryan and Paul.
That's my name, don't wear it out.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping.
I know you are, but what am I, Infinity?
But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel.
Not for sale, Francis.
You're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home,
I could have used a little more cowbell.
Everything seems to be right.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah.
In the wazoo.
Good morning.
This is the Wausau Business Show, episode number 17.
All
we
right.
are open for business. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And a couple weeks away from the iconic August Kickbush celebration, Paul.
Can't wait.
People are signing up at wausaubusiness.com, or you can go to augustkickbush.com. It'll both lead you to the same place.
Right.
Sounds like Weinbrenner, Thorogood Boots. Sounds like they're in.
I think they're in.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Incredible Bank is in. They're going to field a team, and they're sponsoring the t-shirts. Iconic August Kickbush competition celebration t-shirts.
Absolutely.
Brad Emanuel is in, obviously. We'll be checking in with him. He'll be starting his performance around 1 o'clock on August 10th at the 400 block in downtown Wausau.
He does great on that stage.
You can register as a single.
Right.
If you want to kick once, distance wins up to $500. Or you can register as a team of three.
Right.
And a chance at $1,500
wow.
cash.
Big prizes.
They're closing down the streets. We're going to have food trucks and celebrate Wausau's 151st birthday.
Yeah.
The mayor's going to be there. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. So if you love Wausau, Wausonians, we'll see you at the 400 block on Saturday, August 10th at about 12 o'clock noon.
Looking forward to it.
Who do we got coming up on the show this week, Paul?
We have Jody Langenhahn, who is in charge of the Wisconsin Valley Fair and everything they do over there.
Oh, that's coming up this week, the Wisconsin
yeah.
Valley Fair.
Timely.
It's been going since the late 1800s, and we are going over there to meet with her in the exhibition building.
Yeah, the famous historic exhibition building. It's going to be really cool.
It'll be like being in Center Court. court at the Wausau Center Mall. We're going to go right in the center.
Exactly.
You know that Martin Luther King spoke there back in 1967, the spring of 1967. Dr. Martin Luther King spoke at Marathon Park.
Yeah, it was less than a year before his assassination at the East Gate Hall there. And he came to Wausau to speak to Wausonians.
Jeez, right before he was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee, I believe.
That's correct. April 4th, 1968.
A lot of history in Wausau. George W. Bush spoke there.
That's right.
Marathon Park donated by August Kickbush.
Right.
It used to be August Kickbush, Wausau's first mayor. It used to be his property.
Right.
He donated it to Wausau when he became mayor or right before.
Him and Mr. McIndoe, I believe.
Yeah. And then they started the Wisconsin Valley Fair.
Yeah. We got a lot going on in the next couple of weeks revolving around Marathon Park, which is awesome.
This is going to be great. We're also going to be talking to the gentleman that started the Wausau Paddle Pub Crawl.
Yeah. His name is Ed, and they attract over 1,000 participants in that.
All in kayaks going down the Wisconsin River and right. Lake Wausau. And they're supposedly up for like a Guinness World Record for how many kayakers are going on this pub crawl every
year. We're
going
to have to ask him about that. That's really cool.
I think it's the 10th year.
Yeah. Said.
So we're going to talk to him all about that coming up on the Wausau Business Show.
Cool.
And Tim Parker has an in with the CEO of Red Lobster.
Oh, that's what I heard. I heard that. What's that all about? Are we going to talk to him about that?
If we don't do it this week, we'll be doing it next week.
Jam-packed show today. Yes, once again.
We'll be right back on the Wausau Business Show.
All right.
Hanging around downtown by myself, and I had so much time to sit down and think about myself. And then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yet there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy hair. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream.
Broadcasting with 1.21 gigawatts of Wausonian power for Wausau.
Hello, listen to 21 gigawatts!
This is the one and only Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
Here's a little known fact. Wausau's first mayor, August Kickbush, traveled back to Germany in 1867 to enlist 702 German immigrants to Marathon County. So if anyone ever asks you, how would you get more people to move to Wausau? Just ask yourself, what would Kickbush do? Now that said, Rostar knows another way to show off our fine city and to celebrate Wausau's first mayor. Join the Wausau Business Show and Brad Emanuel on Saturday, August 10th at the 400 block in downtown Wausau for the first annual Kickbush competition. The team or individual entry that can kick Bush beer cans the furthest wins $1,500 in cash and an August Kickbush trophy. Now, team theme and spirit both count. For more details and to sign your team up, go to augustkickbush.com. Sponsored in part by Rostar, the City of Wausau, and Rocket Industrial. All proceeds benefit the United Way of Marathon County. Kick a can of bush, win prizes. Sign up at augustkickbush.com.
Hey, this is Daniel. My family and I moved to Wausau from Arkansas.
This is Nolan, and I moved from Washington State. We're with the Pinery Coffee Company here in downtown Wausau at 300 North 3rd Street, or right across from Bull Falls Radio.
At the Pinery, we believe that every cup tells a story of rich flavors, locally roasted beans, and an unwavering commitment to community impact.
Go ahead and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Check us out at thepinerycoffeeco.com, or better yet, come on by.
Discover the Milk Merchant, nestled in downtown Wausau's River West District, where every selection is curated with care and where every bite tells a story. The Milk Merchant brings you an exquisite collection of Wisconsin and imported cheeses, charcuterie boards, specialty foods, and unique home goods. Our love for quality food drives us to support local dairy farmers and artisans. Stop in to sample a selection of the finest Wisconsin cheeses, from Pleasant Ridge Reserve to the legendary 15-year-aged cheddar. Mention this ad for a free wine sample. Let us curate a gift basket perfect for any occasion, or join us in a culinary adventure by signing up for one of our events at themilkmerchant.com.
Hi, I'm Jude.
And I'm Jack.
And you're listening to our dad, Ryan.
And this is James.
And I'm Emmy.
And you're listening to our dad, Paul.
On and the...
No, you say the. Okay.
The...
Wausau Business Show!
The Wausau Business Show.
Have I been hypnotized, mesmerized? What my eyes found, what my eyes have found in that great street.
in that carnival.
It's the Wausau Business Show, and here we are with Jody Langenhahn.
Welcome, Jody. Great to be here.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. How many years have you been the fair administrator?
Since 2018.
Oh, you know what you're doing then?
A little bit, some days.
How did you come up the ranks?
I actually started in the office and working in the summers, just doing data entry, so I really have come up through the ranks.
What year was that?
Probably 15 years ago.
Okay.
Oh. Actually, I married my husband, whose dad has been involved with the fair, so I started as just a watcher.
Okay.
And then I started working in the office in the summers, just data entry. Then I did a little more in the office, and then in 2018, I became the administrator.
Nice. And is this a full-time job?
It is year-round. It is not full-time.
Is it voluntary, or do you get paid?
I do get paid.
Okay, that's nice. Good.
Yes.
That's fair.
Where do you, pardon the pun. Yeah, right. Where do you normally work, then?
I am actually a teacher is my real job, my day job.
At which school?
I work at St. Mary's in Marathon, Wisconsin.
One of the best schools in the area.
Yeah, absolutely. How much work during the school year do you put in with this particular job?
I usually work on the weekends, so I'll come in on Saturday morning and do usually around 4 hours. We have someone else who comes in on Mondays to hold office hours, and then I come in on Saturday. I do a lot of the financials, so year-round I spend anywhere from 4 to 10 hours a week.
Yeah. When does it ramp up? Like starting as soon as school's done, you're getting ready for the fair?
Yep, usually as soon as school is done, then I start full-time in the office here, yes.
And we're in the, is it referred to as the Exhibition Center?
The Exhibition Building, yes.
Building.
And we're right in the center of it right now. You can probably hear a little bit of the echo, but that is a good, I'm going to take a guess, 80 feet in the air?
I'm going to guess 100. Jody?
I don't know it exactly, but we have a flag that goes on top, and we do need the fire department to come and put the flag on the outside because it's that high.
What year was this built? In the late 1800s?
I was just reading the history, and I believe it was put up in 1924, so 100 years ago.
Oh, 100th anniversary of this building.
Yes.
And was the fair always held at the same time of year?
I think some years it was held in September. When it first started, I believe it was more of a fall event.
And on the outside of this building, it says the Alexander Plummer County Architectural Hall. But we just call it the Exhibition Building?
Yes, we do.
Is that not its official name anymore? It was at one point?
I think it probably is the official name. It does have that historical plaque, but just for our, you know, with the fairgoers. Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, we're looking at the north wing, the northeast, the southwest. So all the wings are here.
All six wings, if I'm doing my math correctly. Wings.
This building was originally built for livestock, right?
You are correct, yes.
Okay. And it was donated by August Kickbush?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So this August Kickbush guy and then the McIndoe, like McIndoe Street, Mr. McIndoe was involved with this as well because it used to be their property or something?
Correct. They were the original owners and then they turned it over to the Marathon County Agricultural Society.
So the very first mayor of Wausau sure did a lot for Wausau, didn't he? August Kickbush.
Yeah, Augie. And at the time, I'm sure this was on the outskirts of Wausau that we hadn't developed west yet.
Correct.
Yeah, so this was farm country.
And my understanding is, Paul, that the first year that they had the, and Jody, correct me if I'm wrong, but the first year that they had the fair, or the first year that they had the park and then the fair, Mr. McIndoe and the first mayor, Mr. August Kickbush, raced horses against each other.
There was a racetrack on the grounds at one time. I believe it was originally used for horses, eventually it was used for automobiles, but yes, they had the racetrack on the ground.
Like a celebrity horse race. Yeah. I like that idea.
Should have Mayor Denny do that.
Yeah, yeah. Doug, if you're listening, will you do that, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah. Yeah, I think when we were growing up as kids in Wausau, it was still a track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that was in existence from the horse races.
Yes.
That is cool.
Was it out in front of, like, the grandstand?
Yes, exactly. But then it became a liability because the cars would just, like, fly off the track and the barn areas are right there. So after, you know, cars got faster and it became a liability, then the racetrack went away.
Then they moved it out to State Park Speedway. Yeah.
Those insurance people, they know how to track liability. Ruin everybody's fun. I guess safety's involved there, too. But now you work with the North American Midway Entertainment Company, and that has come and gone. Has the Ringling Brothers Circus ever been here? Anything like that?
Ooh, that's a good question. Not that I know of with the fair.
Okay.
So it may have been an additional park event, but not as part of the fair.
Yeah, or Barnum and Bailey's or something. Yeah.
So do you work like in conjunction with the Parks Department then? Is that how that works?
Yes. The park belongs to the county for 49 weeks of the year. The week before the fair, the week of the fair, and the week after the fair, it actually reverts back to the Agricultural Society. Oh. So we can do all of our setup in those 3 weeks.
How do you decide which carnival company to use?
In my tenure, we've always used North American. We do try to do a multi-year contract so that we're not, you know, it's not July of the year, but and we're trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. They've been a really great company to work with, so we've been with them for a long time.
If you would put that out to bid, how would you do that? What would you be looking for in a carnival company?
I haven't been through that process, but yeah, we do have sort of specifics that we'd like to hit.
Safety, I'm assuming, is one.
Safety is a big one, yeah. Yes. We do have a certain amount of rides that they is in their contract to bring. They look at the map of the park. They kind of know where to place things. So obviously having that familiarity is a great part of the process too.
Are they only responsible for the rides or do they do some of the food and things too?
They do some of the food vendors as well.
Okay.
Nice. And some of the food vendors are locals, right?
Yes.
A lot of them.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. Get the cheese curds.
Yes.
Who do we have on the lineup for the entertainment this year?
We have Night Ranger, Low Cash, and Gabby Barrett.
Nice. Oh, cool lineup.
That's going to be great.
A lot of fun.
And talk to us about the livestock, because this started as a livestock event before the carnival came in, and the livestock is still a major part of what goes on here. What component of that, like it's Future Farmers of America and all of that, they win prizes and blue ribbons and things like that, and there's a maple syrup judging competition, which I know Ooh. Dean Cannenberg wins every year, it seems. Former Mayor John Cannenberg's grandson.
Yeah, right. He makes some great maple syrup.
He does. They come in from all over the region for this event, and can you talk about the importance of that?
Yes, I think that's a really great thing. In Marathon County, we never forget our agricultural roots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yes, we have the concerts, we have the carnival rides, we have the cheese curds, but we also like to look at that part of our roots. So we have 600 youth exhibitors that come in from all over the county. They can bring animals, they can bring maple syrup, they can bake, they can sew. All of those exhibits are a really important part of the fair as well.
Nice. Is there any like a cheese curd or hot dog eating competition ever? Has that ever been a thing?
A couple years we've had fair food eating contests since COVID has been. We just haven't ramped that back up again, but we have done in the past.
And what would they have to eat?
I think they had like part of a funnel cake, cheese curds, corn dogs. So it was like you have a minute and whoever can eat it fastest, you know, they're not chowing down on 39 corn dogs. Or
yeah.
It's not like a volume competition. It's just how fast can you eat what we put in front of your face?
Correct.
The need for speed. Okay. It's a speed competition.
Oh, I really wanted there to be a cheese curd eating competition on volume. How many can you choke down?
How many do you think you could eat?
Oh, man, I could eat a bucket full. Like before I puked? Is that what
I guess, however that works.
Who do we have to talk to? Do we talk to you about bringing that back?
Yes, that would be me.
Okay.
Any chance it's going to happen this year?
Oh, I don't know. We're down to the countdown, yeah. You know, so it'd be hard to get it on the radar. But for next year, absolutely.
Okay, 2025 cheese curd eating competition. My cholesterol won't like me. My Lipitor won't like me. The doctor will hate me. But I would love to participate in that, Jody.
All right.
That would be awesome. Okay, cool. And so the significance of the livestock and things like that, you have auctions where you auction off whole cows. Correct me if I'm wrong, right?
You are correct. Cows, sheep, pigs, and I believe this year we even have a couple of market goats. So
wow.
That's a great thing. 4-H kids can raise those animals and then they get the income right back from that. So it's a wonderful program for them.
How much does a full, you know, Holstein go for these days?
It really depends, and I feel like we've been very fortunate in this community that the bidders are very supportive, so it's usually above market price, and if you're talking about the Grand Champion animals, I mean, I've seen beef go for like $5 a pound on the hoof, so that's a pretty good payoff for those kids.
And how much does a cow weigh?
The big steers can be somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 pounds.
Wow. So you're talking about potentially $10,000. Yeah.
Well, thanks for doing the math on that.
You're welcome, guys. I got you, Wausau.
That is phenomenal. And they come in live and then you get it all cut up?
Yes. The processing plants will come in on the last day of the fair. And somehow that is not something I handle, but they all know where they're going and they take care of that for the bidder and the exhibitor.
You come in and you bid on this live Holstein cow. And a couple days later, you've got it in your freezer.
In general, yeah. It takes, because it's so many animals going to the processing plant. I mean, it takes a little while. It might not be a couple days, but yeah, it is a quick. A
little bit of a lineup during that week after the fair, I would imagine, at the processing plants.
I told my kids this past weekend, we were out for breakfast and they were eating sausage. And I'm like, you know, that used to be a pig.
Were their minds blown?
Oh, yeah. They had no idea. Wait, what, Dad?
You got to bring them to the fair this year and show them kind of how this works.
Yeah. How many fair goers are there every year?
Yeah. Do you keep a count? Is that?
We have a a couple of ways of counting, but last year we actually had an economic impact study done on the grounds. The University of Whitewater came in, and they told us that last year we had 145,000 people, which is a bigger number since COVID. You know, everything was down. So that, I would say that's pretty close to record number. That's huge.
Jeez, so the economic impact of this fair is really significant.
Correct. I believe I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but I think it was like $3 million to the community that our event brought in.
Wow.
So. And they're coming from all over, not just the region, but the state, I would imagine. I mean, this is the biggest fair anywhere in central Wisconsin, right? Or north of here included?
For sure. We definitely have one of the bigger county fairs. And even, you know, like the Gabby Barrett concert, sometimes we get people from Chicago, Madison, just to come and see the concert.
I saw Eddie Money here back in 98, I think
it was. We saw Styx here.
Styx. I saw Travis Tritt. It was great. What's your favorite over the years, Jody?
Oh, I got to meet Eric Church, was one of the performers that I got to meet.
Church came here?
He did before he hit it big. That was one of the great, they had signed the contract with him like in September, January, and then he made it big and he, you know, came here the next August. So that was one of those really lucky ones, but yeah.
That's a fun fact. I didn't know
that. Very cool. Yeah. What year was that?
Oh, that was probably 12 or 15 years ago. That was just kind of when I was getting started.
But. So you met him right in the nick of time, right?
Yeah.
Because him coming here now seems unbelievable, but that's really cool.
I think his price tag is like $1 million to get him to come and perform. But
Do you personally have to negotiate that then?
It's kind of a your people talk to my people type thing. So we have a promoter that we use. So I generally just talk to the promoter, and then the promoter talks to like the agent, talks to the it's a long story.
So the fair pays the people to perform here. That's
correct.
Just how that works.
You have a certain budget for that, and then you got to split it amongst the nights and things like that.
Yep.
But how much is the budget for the performing acts?
I think we try to stay around $200,000.
All right. Okay. So if you wanted to, you could spend $200,000 on one night. Has that ever been discussed? I'm just curious.
It has, but the weather, you know, if you had a rain on a 200, that would be killer. So that
would hurt.
That would hurt. So we try to, you know, maybe get one bigger one and then some, you know, smaller ones. Like Gabby Barrett is our big one this year.
Yeah.
She's going to probably have a sold out show. So that was a good bet.
And yeah, because you're kind of gambling a year in advance, right?
Exactly.
Just like you did with Eric Church.
Exactly.
And if they blow up, then game on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're contractually obligated to that.
Well, except a couple years ago, we had Kelsey Ballerini.
She's big.
It did. She got big, and then she had to go on Dancing with the Stars. So, like, in June, she said, I'm going to Dancing with the Stars. So
does she have to pay you at that point?
I don't remember. I think I just worked in the office. I don't remember the specifics, but it was June, and we didn't have anyone, so that was a headache.
So, you got to scramble to find somebody?
Yep.
Well, Brad Emanuel.
I was just going to suggest Brad Emanuel. Crowd, Brad, please. Will you do it? Be on call.
So, you mentioned 145,000 people come to the fair every year, which is incredible. And then of that, how much does the fair earn in revenue over the course of that period of time?
It's really hard to judge because we have our gate receipts, but then like we have vendor income, we have advertising income. So there's a lot of different sources. I'm not sure I could speak to an exact number.
Yeah, roughly ballpark.
I would say it's got to be at least 200,000, 250. It's hard, you know, if you're talking profit or gross or whatever. But, you know, we try to aim to have a successful event, of course. Yeah. We are still nonprofit, so we don't want to be rolling in the money.
Right.
But we try to make good financial decisions, too.
What about the food vendors? Do they keep all of their earnings, or is there a fee they pay? How does that work?
They pay a fee based on the square footage that they use.
Okay.
So it's just a one flat fee. Some fairs do the percentage. We haven't gone that way yet, but we just do it based on their space.
I'd take a percentage of those cheese curds, I can tell you that.
So you're a 501c3, then is it a break-even goal, or do you try to make a little bit of a profit every year?
We try to make a little profit. We have things like scholarships and ways that we give back to. So, of course, we want to be good stewards of the money that we have and have a little bit to expand our programs, make facility upgrades, that type of thing.
Okay.
So a slight profit is a good thing.
What's the most popular ride? Do you have any stats on that?
Oh, it is nice because they rotate rides. So they bring us different units of their carnival company. And last year, we actually had two, brand new ones, but they always have the big Ferris wheel here, and I really think that's popular. It's very iconic, very visually eye-catching.
Yeah.
So I'd have to say the Ferris wheel.
Speaking of the rides, who makes the call on weather and how do you make it? I'm assuming it's you?
Yes, definitely in conjunction with the Midway company. If it's raining, sometimes we continue. Lightning is a no-go. Then you got to shut things down. If there's lightning in the area, I don't know the exact radius. Several years ago, we had a weekend that was just a washout, so then the carnival head comes on over and we have a conversation. Do we stay open doesn't make sense to.
Do you have insurance that covers that? Let's just say it's a total washout 1 year and you're just, it's rain every day. It's a monsoon. You have insurance that covers that?
There is such a thing as weather insurance. We just haven't found it financially viable to do.
So that's just a tough year for you then.
Yep.
You dip into those cash reserves, I'm assuming?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Knock on wood, hopefully this year's the same, but that's typically a good weather.
Farmer's almanac?
Yeah. Like time of year, you know? Yes. I mean, where you're going to get more sun than rain just from being a citizen who notices the weather.
Yeah. You're no Chan Franzen, Paul.
No, I'm not. Hi, Chad.
Are you a part of the camping earnings? Like when people are camping during that time, do you get the money from that too?
Just for the fair week. That kind of goes with that three-week package.
Yeah.
So the Parks Department manages it the rest of the year. We just get the 1 week during the week of the fair. We do manage the campground.
That's probably the busiest weekend of the year or week of the year for the campground.
Yeah, we have, it's a full campground and with a waiting list every year.
Yeah.
People wanted to camp. It's a popular thing.
Are they able to still do campfires there?
I think it says no campfires, I believe.
Okay, you used to be able to, though, back in the day. That's back when you could camp and have...
Horse races.
I was going to say campfires on the top of Rib Mountain.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember that?
Back in the day, yeah. We've done that.
And we camped up there and had campfires on the top of Rib Mountain. And you used to be able to camp and have a campfire here, but now that's a little bit... The liability people got involved.
Too many big trees.
Yeah. So, Jody, is there a building in Marathon Park named after August Kickbush? Because I saw that this one was Alexander Plummer, who started Marathon Park with August Kickbush, but I haven't seen an August Kickbush Hall or anything like that.
Not that I'm aware of. It could be. The Historical Society maintains some of the displays in this, and they might, but as far as I know, I...
Oh, we got to talk to Blake over at the Historical Society to maybe honor our friend August Kickbush with a building over here.
Especially with his generous donation of the land.
Yeah. So when it's all over, Jody, and the fair has come and gone, the carnies have left, God bless them, and everything's cleaned up, then do you have some time off, downtime, or do you just go right back into planning for next year?
Well, you know, then it's school. It's time for school to start. But no, we usually, we start contacting the performers in September. We like to have them scheduled by early spring. Some of the vendors, we do some financial wrap up, and we have an annual meeting in November. So we have slower times of the year, but I've learned that it's never really slow.
Yeah, and Jody, before we leave, just one last question. You know, these carnies have a really bad reputation, if I might say, right?
Right. I think that's true.
They're all very nice people, I'm sure, but, you know, they tend to have a seedy reputation. Is that true, or can we, is that a misnomer?
I think it's a misnomer. Over the years, we've gotten to know some of these people just working with the same company.
Right.
Many of them are very, very kind and conscientious.
That's what
I've found. Yes. Yeah. So I would have to say for WASA, it is not true.
They're people persons, if you will, because that's what they do for a living.
Yeah.
They're talking to people all day long.
Yeah. I've never noticed it myself. I've just heard the reputations around and through the movies and Hollywood and all that. They always seem to be depicted as, you know, scoundrels or seedy people.
Right.
But, every time I come to the fair and bring my kids, it's nothing but beautiful people that are very warm and welcoming. So that's wonderful. All right. Well, Jody, this has been phenomenal and very interesting. And if we have any recommendations on different acts that we think are going to blow up in a year, should we email you?
That's absolutely. A fun game.
Yeah. If you have a good bet, you let me know.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll think about that. We'll give that some thought.
Yeah.
It's a fun gamble. Do you live out in Marathon City?
I do.
Oh, beautiful. Meriton, I call it.
Yes, that's accurate. Yes.
Okay, well, tell everybody in Meriton we said hi. Thanks for having us come over here to the Alexander Plummer County Architectural Hall, otherwise known as the Exhibition Center Building in Marathon Park. Jody.
Yeah, this has been great, Jody. Lionhan. Thanks, Jody.
Early Monday morning to Friday at 5, man, I work, but I don't climb.
Sorry to interrupt.
Uh-oh.
Hi, we're back.
Yep.
We forgot to make a quick call. We know who Wausau's number one Eric Church fan, the biggest Eric Church fan in Wausau.
Yeah.
We know who it is.
Let's call her.
Her name's Allison.
Yep.
We're calling her now. Let's see if she picks up.
Hello?
Allison Struck?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Ryan and Paul calling from the Wausau Business Show. How are you?
Oh, hey, good. How are you?
Church choir member Allison Struck.
I know. Pretty cool, huh?
Very cool.
You are Wausau's biggest Eric Church fan, I believe. Are you not?
Oh, I would say, yeah, for sure.
How many Eric Church shows have you been to see the chief?
I believe at 22.
Oh, yeah.
22. I have not met anybody from Wausau or anywhere that has been to more Eric Church shows than Allison Struck here, including one in Nashville, Tennessee, where you saw him at his new establishment, Chiefs.
Yep.
For kind of a private show almost, right? How many people were there? Like 100?
I think it was around 300, but it was super, like, intimate, if you will. Like,
yeah.
It was just him and his guitar, which was really cool.
Yeah.
So you were very crowded in there, like, really close to the stage. It was, they took your phones away, kind of, like, put them in, like, this lock pouch.
Wow.
Nobody was, like, on their phone worried about taking pictures or videos.
Very cool.
Cool. It was, yeah, he talked a lot, did a lot of, like, storytelling, and
yeah,
it was really cool.
Does your husband, Josh, ever get jealous? I'm just curious.
No. Yeah. He did tell me, I mean, I've told him before that that's, you know, kind of like my free pass, if you know. I did take him to Green Bay for two nights in the pit, and he liked it, but he think he would prefer to sit in the audience.
Okay.
Oh. I'm a pit person.
Yeah, it's not a mosh pit, to be fair. It's okay. Just a standing pit.
Right.
Yeah. And as Wausau's number one Eric Church fan, you also saw him at his 2010 performance at the Wisconsin Valley Fair, did you not?
I did, yes.
Were you able to meet him?
I was, yes. That was my first time seeing him. At the time, I had my cousin actually worked for Universal Music Group down in Nashville. So that's how we got meet and greets. And that was when he was first kind of becoming bigger, becoming known.
Before the Chief was the Chief.
Yeah, I know. And you look back and like some of his, like his same band members have been with him since then.
What do you love about him the most?
I like that he writes all of his own music.
Okay.
I like his songs tell a story.
Yeah.
I like that I think he genuinely cares about his fans. Like he recognizes, you know, not like he knows me by name or anything, but like he is pointed to me and my friend in the pit before because I was in the front row and he's like pointed at us and mouthed like, you girls, like he recognizes us.
Well,
which is pretty cool.
Yeah, after 22 appearances, I'm sure that he recognizes you.
I think we're kind of considered groupies, but we're the cool groupies. We're not like weird ones, you know?
Fair enough.
Right.
Yeah, that's what all the groupies say about themselves.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Do you always wear the same thing so he recognizes you, you know, or do you switch it up?
I usually have my scarf, you know, my American flag church scarf, but no, I don't.
Yeah, you got to switch it up. I guess you're not wearing the same clothes that you were in 2010, right? The styles
right,
have changed.
No.
Yeah. For most of us.
Really cool. So actually, I think it was 2 years ago, I saw him in Minneapolis and I ended up getting sick during the concert and I had to leave and it was super, like, it was very depressing. But I wrote him a letter and he sent me back a picture, an autographed picture and like a note that said, thank you so much for your support. Enjoy, or something like that. It was just like really cool that he took the time out to like,
what
you know,
a guy.
Actually, I know.
What's your favorite Eric Church song these days?
Oh gosh. That's a hard question. I don't know that I can pick.
They're all so good.
I think, yeah, they're all.
It's like the Red Lobster menu.
Yeah. Red Lobster menu. Yeah. I've always loved Mr. Misunderstood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a tattoo that says Never Break Heart.
Oh. What are your thoughts on his performance at Stagecoach this year? Very controversial because it was all gospel music and nobody knew that going in. He didn't do his normal set.
Yeah. I think he picked the wrong place to do that.
Oh.
I think it was amazing. I would listen to him sing the phone book, but I think it was not the right setting.
Okay, so as a super fan, you're going to go with the wrong call there, Eric.
Yeah, I don't think it was a bad show by any means, but
no,
it was the wrong setting, I think.
Yeah, if you weren't there live, it was probably better because you can expect to listen to it versus being there live and expecting to hear all the hits and then getting gospel music. Yeah.
Surprise!
Right.
Yeah, I would have liked it, but...
And being a member of his fan club, the church choir and everything like that, has he indicated that he regrets doing that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think he regrets anything.
Right.
I don't think he does. Actually, when we saw him in Nashville, we saw Joanna Cotton the night before at his bar, and she was obviously with him in that, and at Stagecoach. And she said, I know everyone's heard about Stagecoach. And she goes, I think we put on a hell of a show. And so I don't know it. And I don't think I think he's always kind of been like, he sticks it to the man. Like he doesn't do what's popular just to do what's popular.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you talk to him when you met him backstage at the Wisconsin Valley Fair?
I know, I do remember telling him that I'm going to go smoke a little smoke tonight. He goes, okay, yeah, me too, or something like that. I'm like, all right, I'm pretty sure that's all I got out.
Okay. Otherwise, you were just starstruck.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And he signed my shirt.
Oh,
very
cool.
Very cool. What was your favorite part of the Wisconsin Valley Fair performance when he came?
I do remember thinking, because that was my first time seeing him, like, I was like, wow, he's different. Like, this is, I remember thinking, like, you know, all the lights are going on the stage and everything, and he's, I don't know if you consider him country. He is, but he's kind of rock. And
yeah.
I was just like, wow, this is an amazing show.
This,
like,
guy's going to blow up.
Thinking that. Yeah. Like, this guy's special.
Yeah, right before he blew up. Well, that was amazing to see him at the Wisconsin Valley Fair 2010. This is Allison Struck, Eric Church's biggest Wasonian fan. Thanks for joining us on the Wausau Business Show, Allison.
Yay.
Hometown, 'cause this is my hometown.
This is the legendary Wausau Business Show.
100% of the proceeds from the Wausau Business Show's following business commercials benefit Your Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. For 37 years, Your Community Foundation has granted funds to organizations and projects such as the 400 Block, the Children's Imaginarium, Boys and Girls Club, JoJo's Jungle, and many more to help make our community brighter. Learn more by Googling the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. And now, our esteemed Wausau Business Show sponsors.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom and pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank Incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
At Rooterware, we challenge the notion that sophisticated legal practices only exist in major metropolitan areas. Our team chooses to live and work in communities where many people only vacation or pass through. We enjoy a quality of life and have an excellent work-life balance, while still practicing exciting, challenging law in Wausau, Eau Claire, Green Bay, and Wisconsin Rapids. Since 1920, we've been doing what we want and where we want to do it. Find us at rooterware.com.
Hi, this is Mark Craig. Come visit Compass Properties 3rd Street Lifestyle Center. Support locally owned businesses in downtown Wausau. The Pinery, the Chocolate Cafe, Forward Beverage, Polito's Pizza, Lemongrass, Chow, Jimmy John's, Isaac's, Magnolia Soap and Bath, Modern Gents, Campbell Haynes Menswear, Tanya's Bridal, Asian Massage, Reflexology Center, and listen to 98.9 Bull Falls Radio. Shop local at the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center in beautiful downtown Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Oh, I love your podcast. It is awesome.
Thank you so much, you guys do.
Yeah, boy.
You bet.
This crazy caller, Brian, from California.
The Mint.
Yeah. Business Show.
It's on the radio to talk about the gardens. Whoa, whoa, whoa. From Monk. Just as all they want to expand, but the people said bring Monk back to the land.
I had tears of joy rolling down my cheeks. The arrival and departure at the Red Lobster was broadcasting genius.
Every entree comes with two warm cheddar biscuits.
Keep up the good work.
As the new mayor of Wausau, I would welcome Red Lobster to our great city.
I can't wait to visit Wausau.
This is the legendary Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
Are we still your favorite radio hosts of all time, Moms?
This is Grace Stankey, former Miss America 2023 nuclear engineer, and you're listening to the Wausau Business Show.
I like to refer to him as Robert W. Monk.
The number one show for and about Wausau.
What's that spell?
Yeah, you're going to Florida.
Are you kidding?
Okay, what's your favorite Wausau Business Show?
You guys.
Oh, good answer.
The Wausau Business Show.
All Wausau, all the time. It's the Wausau Business Show, live from downtown Wausau in beautiful Wausau, Wisconsin, USA. And everybody's been asking about this Jim Waldron ski jump.
Yeah.
You know, ever since episode number 2 or 3, I think he was, right?
Yeah. It's been highly anticipated ever since then.
He agreed to do a water ski jump. He used to do it all the time. He's the former president of Wausau Window and Wall, current president of Wausau Tile, and former water ski jumper.
That's right.
Borderline professionally.
Hasn't done it for 20 years.
Yeah. And here we go. I've got an email from him that says, Ryan, please call me. I got to talk to you about the ski jump.
Uh-oh.
Very worried about him. You know, we have been since the beginning, as everybody knows. So let's give him a call.
See if he's changed his mind or not.
Let's hear all about it here.
Jim Waldron.
Jim, it's Ryan and Paul calling from the Wausau Business Show. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Okay. What's up?
Well, I assume you're referring to the email my wife wanted me to send.
Okay, if you want to throw her under the bus like that, go ahead.
What a nice way to say it.
Yeah. You know, we're here to help.
After my wife learned about what I had said I was going to do, she had to actually talk some sense into me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And thank goodness she did, right?
Well, we didn't want to be on the hook if something happened to you, Jim, so we understand.
Yeah, right. Good deal.
There's some stipulations that she offered, I understand, though, right?
She was going to match the $1,000 that was raised to help offset me not doing the jump.
So kind of like a bribe.
Well, you know, she's did this thing that she brought physics into this, and she reminded me that if you hit a jump at 30 miles an hour on a 5-foot ramp, I'm going to go about 25 feet. And she wasn't sure my 60-year-old body was ready for that still.
Yeah,
I get it. I mean, that's it. I wouldn't do it.
We were worried about you, Jim, but you were the professional. You're the professional.
Yeah.
Turns out your wife is the professional.
The professional advice giver, anyway.
Yeah, right, there you go.
Yeah, don't take that the wrong way.
No, well, it's, you know, she's usually the one that brings a little bit of sensitivity or sensibility, I guess, to what I do. So,
okay.
She's going to match what's there. And,
great.
She's going to be breaking out the checkbook. So,
well, we can applaud
that. Thank you on that.
That's cool.
That's
Community
really cool.
Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. We raise more money for the Community Foundation. That's great. Can we put a stunt double in your place, Jim?
Well, that would be great.
It's a win-win.
All right. We'll just do that. We'll fix somebody up with a Jim Waldron jersey and put, you know, one of those fake disguises on them with what are those called?
The masks?
Got the glasses with the fake mustache, that kind of thing. Nobody will be the wiser.
No one will know.
Yeah.
And what are you doing Saturday, August 10th, Jim? We're doing the August Kickbush competition at the 400 block. Do you think your wife would be in favor of you putting maybe a steel toed throw good boot on and kicking a can of bush for August Kickbush? We're celebrating
that
the first
pretty awesome. That sounds awesome. She might let me do that.
Okay.
Why don't you run it by her and see what she says? We'll be down there from noon to 3 on August 10th at the 400 block.
Okay. I'll check into it with her.
Field a Wausau Tile team.
There you go.
It, teams of 3 we're getting from various companies across the Wausau area. So yeah, Wausau Tile could do one team of 3 and be a lot of fun, and all goes to a good cause as usual.
Sounds fantastic.
The United Way of Marathon County. We're also accepting singles.
Yep.
So you can be a single winner for $500. You could have a chance at winning $500 cash or $1,500 as a team. So we'll send you all the details on that.
That would be fantastic.
All right, Jim, we'll let you go. We're disappointed. We didn't want to peer pressure you into this. We were going to have a Spyrus on hot standby anyway. But we're happy that common heads have prevailed, I guess.
And appreciate the donation on behalf of the Community Foundation.
Oh, that sounds great.
What's your wife's name again?
Ava.
Ava, beautiful name. Yeah, tell her that we send our love.
You got it.
All right, take care.
Thanks,
Jim.
Jim
Waldron, everybody.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah. I get up and nothing gets me down. You got it tough. I've seen the toughest so we'll be right back.
is the
Wausau Business Show.
The Wausau Business Show.
With Ryan and Paul.
Ryan Gallagher.
And Paul Grinsell.
The Wausau Business Show.
The University of Wisconsin Stevens Point at Wausau is Wausau's only four-year university, and the UWSP at Wausau staff want to meet and hear from you, Wausau. Now, UWSP at Wausau's Chancellor Thomas Gibson with a message to Wausonians about the four-year UWSP at Wausau's campus.
I would love to see increased support through student enrollment, engagement with our business community. We want to be responsive. We view ourselves as stewards of place. And what that means is that we feel a sense of responsibility to serve the community in which we reside. So my wish would be folks would come in and let us know how might we be helpful, because that's why we exist. I am committed to endeavoring that there continues to be a UWSP presence in Wausau. We understand the importance of having a four-year higher education institution, and I'm committed to sustaining it. Let us know how we can help with talent development. And if there is a need, could we create a degree program together? Could you support your employees through tuition, waivers, or reimbursement, professional development, executive education? Yeah. Could we provide and help create a conference that's relative to your particular industry? Send your children, your grandchildren, your relatives, tell them about the dynamic education opportunity that is UWSP at Wausau right there in their neighborhood. Our faculty are just dynamic folks. I would say that when we have our open houses, please attend, but you need not to wait for an open house. Our campus is open to the public. Our campus is Wausau's campus. Come on in, ask your questions. We can provide a tour. We'll
use
get
the gym.
You
use the gym whenever you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wausau, we've got an invite from the chancellor himself.
Yeah, there you go.
Check it out.
This campus can be whatever the business community needs it to be.
Absolutely. And I so want to hear from them. And I also want to hear from community members.
Visit uwsp.edu/Wausau to get in touch. That's uwsp.edu/Wausau.
Hi, I'm Eric Cannenberg from Rocket Industrial.
Hey, this is Jerry Seibert.
And this is Kelly Seibert.
I'm Bob Rue.
And I'm Angela Toshner.
Hey, this is Sam over at 72nd Avenue.
Hello, I'm Tong Tao.
This is Chad Waller.
Hey, this is Dom.
Hey, this is Cody.
And I'm Rob.
This is Craig Steiff.
This is Nate Callahan.
Hey, Rocket Industrial.
Just some of the reasons why Rocket Industrial has been certified a great place to work 9 years running. Forward-thinking companies throughout the United States that want a package with less, choose Rocket Industrial. RocketIndustrial.com.
Get in touch. Email info@wausaubusiness.com or call 715-9-WAUSA. That's 715-992-8728. 715-9-WAUSA. We'll check the messages on our answering machine soon.
The Wausau Business Show. Don't you put me on the back burner. You're gonna bring yourself down.
Loving Wausonians.
Hello, you there?
Hey, it's the Wausau Business Show. Howdy. I'm Ryan and he's Paul. Boy, they're really coming along in this foundry on 3rd, Paul, aren't they? Right in front of Home Furniture, huh?
Yeah, you can see the dump trucks and the men at work and women as we speak.
I think the girls are the foremen.
The brains behind the operation.
Right, yeah. I've talked to a lot of people that are like, oh, they're really doing that foundry on 3rd?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're moving a whole ton of ground right now. If your kids want to see some cool earth mover machinery, downtown Wausau is the place to be.
Yeah, we're lucky enough to get a bird's eye view. Our studio is right across the street, and they are working day and night, it looks like, on this thing.
So if you're looking for a place to live in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA, downtown Wausau is the place to be. This foundry on 3rd is going to open up like next year or sometime.
Yeah, with like 150-plus units.
Looks beautiful. Okay, so we got to talk to Tim Parker.
Okay.
Somehow, Tim Parker is connected to the CEO of Red Lobster. He's got an in.
Right.
Let's give him a call. We're making a lot of phone calls today.
I like it.
It's cool. So, Tim, what's going on with Red Lobster? We hear you are connected with the CEO all of a sudden?
Well, my good friend is introducing me to him, and I'm awaiting that message right now. So I'm going to be having a conversation with him very soon.
Good. Excellent. Just what we've been waiting for.
Yeah. A break.
We've got a break in the case.
Yeah.
We are at the top of the totem pole, and we are going to be Red Lobster's Phoenix Rising. So I cannot wait to have this conversation, and maybe we'll have him on the show.
Would love to. I think that's our next invite.
Absolutely.
Well, how does your friend know the CEO of Red Lobster?
He met him at a conference and just had some, you know, back and forth with him since then, and said that he would get me in touch with him.
Just as a little reminder for Wausaunians, in 2012 and 2016, the city of Wausau put out a survey and surveyed over 1,200 people approximately. Mm-hmm. And they asked, we love our local restaurants, but they asked, of the national chains out there, what would be your dream chain to come to Wausau, Wisconsin? And they listed all the different chains.
Dream chain.
Red Lobster, by far, was number one, just as a reminder. That's why we're working on this for Wausau and have been. We're trying to get Wausaunians what they want. We're at your service, Wausau. And Tim Parker's fortunately got a break from the Community Foundation.
That's right.
And we know that they have like a national sales meeting or something down in Orlando in a couple of weeks, which we're hoping we can sneak into somehow.
Like Wedding Crashers.
What was your friend doing? What conference was your friend at? What conference?
I actually don't know the conference, but it was down in the Orlando area.
Oh, right around corporate for her.
Right in their own backyard.
Red Lobster, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so what are you going to say to him, Tim, when you get him on the horn?
I'm going to let him know that our community has wanted a Red Lobster for years, and that we have plenty of capacity to keep their restaurant full. You know, if I drive by Olive Garden and Rib Mountain or
Texas Roadhouse,
yeah, they're busy all the time.
They're packed.
They're waiting outside.
They're going to just have to make a lot of biscuits.
We love those biscuits.
You know, I talked to a guy that worked with Ed Kresge. I guess he was doing IT or something for Ed Kresge, and he called us up a couple weeks ago, and he said, you know, I worked with Ed Kresge. Ed Kresge was the founder of Wausau Tile, where, ironically, Jim Waldron works now as
that's
the president.
Right.
And he said that Mr. Kresge, while he was alive, while he was building Cedar Creek and doing all that development out there, contacted Tony Romos.
Okay.
And he said, Tony Romos told them, no, your community's too small to support a Tony Romos. Sorry, Ed, we'll pass.
Okay.
Much like Red Lobster has said in the past. And Mr. Kresge said, well, when you look at the demographic information of Wausau, it's, if you look at just Wausau, it's only 40,000 people. Sure.
Right.
But you have to look at Weston, Rothschild, and all the surrounding
Rib
communities, etc.
Yeah.
And by the way, in this part of the country, people travel vast distances to go to your establishments.
Right.
Especially a Red Lobster. They would come from the UP.
I believe that to be true.
And so
we'll guarantee a profitability for sure.
And that's exactly what Mr. Kresge, this guy said, Mr. Kresge said to Tony Romo's, the establishment, while it was, you know, now it's, I think, defunct.
But it was flourishing at the time.
It had a shorter run than Red Lobster, obviously. Red Lobster is much stabler, even in Chapter 11, than Tony Romo's, I think, ever was.
Right.
And he goes, Mr. Kresge said, if you put a Tony Romo's out here by this Cedar Creek that I'm building, I will guarantee your bottom line. What do you need your bottom line to be? Because I will make up the delta.
Yeah.
I'll make up the difference between whatever you make and what you need.
Maybe that's what we need to do, Tim.
Let's find a way.
Yeah.
But it never happened. That's the moral of the story.
Right.
Tony Romo's opened and they were a wild success. It never happened. Mr. Kresge never had to give him a dime.
Don't underestimate Wausau as a lesson.
So then he said, Craig Culver comes in. He called Craig Culver up from Culver's. Culver's down by Cedar Creek was the first one in Wausau.
Okay.
And he did the same thing with Craig Culver. And Craig Culver said, you know what? I'll do it. You don't need to guarantee it. Here's my deal. My business deal is I'd like exclusivity. I don't want you to put Taco Bell, McDonald's, Hardee's, Wendy's, anywhere on your property.
Oh.
And Mr. Kresge agreed to that. And but then now there's an Arby's right next door. But little known fact, that's not on Mr. Kresge's land.
No.
Wow.
Cool story, right?
Yeah.
He called up and I thought, oh, God, what the? I thought he was going to be angry at me or something for something that we said or did or whatever.
Right.
And turns out he told me this cool story.
Yeah, that's great.
That's amazing.
Yeah, inspirational.
All right, Tim, we're all rooting for you. Good luck, buddy.
Let us know how it goes.
I will keep you updated. It's going to be a great call. I know it.
Thank you.
Thanks,
sir.
Tim.
Talk to you at the August Kickbush competition.
Sounds good.
The Wausau Paddle Pub Crawl, Paul. They have over 1,000 kayakers going down Lake Wausau and the Wisconsin River.
Hard to believe.
And we're going to call Ed, who started this, and hear all about it.
Yeah, let's find out more.
Hello, this is Ed.
Ed, there we go. We're cooking with gas. So, Ed, where do you live?
I'm in Wausau, northeast side, Riverview.
So what's up with this Wausau Paddle Pub Crawl? You take kayaks and there's like thousands of people that join in and you go on a pub crawl with all these kayaks and I hear that it might be a Guinness World Record holding thing, possibly?
Mm. At one point I had grand schemes of getting an official world record. I did get it applied for it, but we didn't actually go through with it because I just got too busy. But we could. This is our 10th year. Kind of started just with a few people sitting around a bar. We're kind of talking about, we've been doing doing this, these fun little kayak runs downtown, you know, ending up at Trail's End, and like, yeah, this is really great. At that time, you know, a lot of people didn't know that there was this nice little loop you could do right in the middle of town.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I set up an event on Facebook. You know, I was hoping to get 20, 30 people, you know. It was just me in a canoe with a speaker, one of those cooler speakers, and a little $10 loudspeaker, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it had about, I don't know, 100, 150 people, maybe 200 show up. So it was a lot bigger than we expected that first year.
That's pretty impressive, and your then, first year to get 250, 300 people. It's not even an event yet.
It's hard to get a number. We just look at photos. Yeah. Like, hey, I can see 100 people in that picture, and there's a lot of people around it. So, you know, just guesstimating. But yeah, we had a really good turnout, kind of struck a vein of something that was needed in the town or something that was desired. And it's just, you know, grown from there.
Is it the same weekend every year?
Yeah, we shifted it. I think the third year we shifted, it was the second weekend in July. Mm. And then we moved it back a week, which was the smartest decision, which is when they do the water ski shows. They've had terrible weather almost every year. It's grown quite a bit. You know, I've got a band on a pontoon boat now. I started learning bagpipes at the beginning. So a couple years in, I started playing bagpipes at the beginning just for something wacky.
That's cool.
And where do you work, Ed?
I work from home, software engineer. Work with document image scanning, mailroom automation kind of stuff.
Cool. What made you want to start this kayaking pub crawl?
At the time, I was doing something called Friday Night Fun, which is just a way to meet people. I'd just gotten divorced, so I was kind of just trying to get out there and do stuff other than sit in the bar. It's fun, too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Not dissing sitting in the bar. I wanted to do things that were not sitting in the bar and not just bowling. So just another unique thing that wasn't traditional things, trying to show people what else you can do in town.
Yeah, cool.
Like, oh, there's nothing to do in Wausau. And I'm like, I don't know about that. There's a lot of stuff to do. Most of the time, I got to decide which thing to do. So I think that's just people being too lazy to look.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I've found. There's so many things to do that you got to decide which one you can do.
Yeah, almost very cool.
But we've kept it organic. You know, there's no registration fees.
So people don't pay to participate? It's just like come one, come all?
Correct. Yeah, we sell t-shirts to pay for the band and incidentals.
Cool.
And then we raise a little bit of money for the Wausau Youth Rugby Club.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
The actual event, you can just show up.
Okay, so where do people go to find out more?
Well, our Facebook page, Paddle Pub Crawl Wausau.
Paddle Pub Crawl Wausau on Facebook.
Yep.
And then you hit every pub on the Wisconsin River and Lake Wausau? Is that how that works?
It's well, there's two bars and two sandbars.
What are the two bars?
Eagles Club is where we start at DC Everest Park.
Uh-huh.
Is what it is, but it's Eagles Club.
Mm-hmm.
We do announcements at noon, and then we kick off. Rugby coach has some watermelon. We call it Watermelon Island. There's free watermelon and water there. And then there's two sandbars, and then you end up at Trail's End.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, very fun. Cool. And there's over 1,000 people, would you say?
I would say well over 1,000.
Wow.
Based on t-shirt sales, I would say 1,200 to 1,500, but there's no way to get a full count.
And how many years you've been doing this?
This is year 10.
That is awesome. Happy 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, way to go, Ed. This sounds really fun.
Thanks,
yeah.
Dad.
Thanks.
I was going to get a helicopter flyover, but I just got too busy with the military. It was actually, I had all the paperwork. It was definitely possible, but it would have been a lot of extra work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I imagine.
Year,
and what was your bar of choice when you were single and you came up with this? You're like, oh, I don't want to sit on this bar stool anymore. I'm divorced. I got to do something. How about a kayaking pub crawl?
Yeah, I think it happened at Malarkey's.
Oh, okay. Oh, we love Tyler. Yeah. Okay.
Me and the rugby coach, we're good friends.
Cool.
Sitting there.
Yeah, we hope to stop by next year, Ed. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Yep, no problem, guys.
All right, take it
care,
easy,
have
man.
A good event.
Tell everybody we said hello.
Will do.
Thanks.
Yep.
It's always cool because that, you know, Ed's kind of an entrepreneurial person too.
Yeah, absolutely.
To attract 1,000 people, and
he's kind of like an amateur events planner based on what he said.
Very cool when people are doing that for Wausau and creating events that kick ass, frankly.
Yeah.
All right, so who we got coming up on the show next week, Paul?
We are going to be going to the famous Athletic Park to talk to the Wausau Woodchucks owner, Mark McDonald. I'm excited for that.
They're having their best season ever.
Yeah, they're in first place.
Yeah, it's the right time to be talking to him. He's an amazing business professional. He made a boatload of money.
An amazing career, yeah.
Southern California.
Finance.
And then moved to Wausau, Wisconsin. I mean, when I say boatload, I mean he falls in the category of loaded. Yeah. He managed mutual funds or something like that. We're going to talk to him all about it. And we're going to basically be sitting in the dugout.
Yeah, and he's made major renovations at Athletic Park in his 10 years since, I think, 2013. The park looks beautiful, better than ever. Excited to talk to him in that setting.
The number one rated Wausau Woodchucks.
Go Chucks.
We got to do it.
Okay.
Why don't you start?
Okay.
Let's see.
How much wood would woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
How much wood could woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Great.
All right. Thanks.
We got through it.
I always think you sound like Eminem rapping when you do that kind of.
I try to kind of sing it. I think it helps with tongue twisters, if you will.
Twister, number one rated movie in America. All right. Anyway, on the.
We tie everything together on the Wausau Business Show.
All right, and until next week, Wausau, from high atop Rib Mountain. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And this has been a Wausau. Wausau Business Show transmission.
The end. 40 hours got me going out my mind. Dallas dropped another game in overtime. Caught a ticket speeding down to 65. You know where I'm going. Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's goner than the Tulsa wind. Judging by the stone sober state I'm in, need to crack one wide open. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, and y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, pig, sliding over my way, I can't even.
Das hast BNA Dausau Business Show Transmission. Allreiz Reserve 2024.